We finished discussing yesterday about Tezatzu Chavetz, which is the first of the Yimudim, in effect, that come from that Pasuk, Eretz Gittasar Geffen. So I'd like to look now, again, I want to look at every single drasha. You could spend time on each one of them. The Tosis about Geffen, but we'll learn that simply, the way Rashi does. And I'd like to move to the last of these drashas and discuss a little bit something about Yom Kippur. The last of the drasha, the last pasuk, the last word in the pasuk, there is Eretz Shemen Udvash, and Dvash means Dvash, not Dvash from bees and honey that we call honey, but the Dvash from dates. So the Gemara says Dvash, kind of smack in the middle of the page. Dvash, that is the shear of Kikoseves Hagasa B'Yom Kippurim. That's the drasha. That the minimum shear that you have to eat in order to violate the eating on Yom Kippur is the size food, the size of a kosevas hakas, the size of a large date. And the Gemara said, "Amud Raisa Ninu." So these things all seem to Raisa, and we're talking about Tisbara Shear Miksiv. Does really say the shear? It's a drasha. Ella Hilchus and Ninu Kras Machal Alma. Fine, we'll come back to that point, Bez Hashem tomorrow. But what is dvash? So Rashi says on the fifth of the. Of the once aligned to why Dvash, call me the Masika Queen Dvash, which Marcus called, what's it called again? Ceylon? Yeah, that honey, that popular date Dvash, date honey. So, call me the Masika Queen Dvash, Utmara, meaning Masika, and dates are sweet, and Kosevis is another word for tomorrow. And that's the Yom Kippur. And Rashi tells us something here that's important. The low Ksiv Be'achila. Rashi stresses that by Yom Kippur, it never says you're not allowed to eat, but rather, Ela Asher Lo Se'unen, okay? Midri Miyasev Daite. It's something which is a little more satiating than just a kezai. It's a date is larger than an olive. So usually by Yisurim, the minimum you have to eat is a kezai. But by Yom Kippur, it's larger because it never says in Yisur Achila, it says you're not allowed to, you have to have inui, and so you have to have something that takes you out of inui. So therefore, meeting the acid diet is someone's more satiating, umafkila me'inui, and removes you from inui. Okay? Okay. So that's the that's Rashi. So what Rashi is alluding to here, yeah.
For Rashi and Dvash, it almost sounds like we could say that regular honey or like sweet things like a syrup would also be considered a Dvash, as long as it's
I think it would be, yeah.
Things that that's also going to show me, like it's not just date honey.
Well, the word Dvash by itself means that, but I think Rashi is telling us that Dvash here means specifically date honey. In other words, the Erechanami, that Dvash. This use is of Dvash is to be dated. I think so. Yeah, you don't have to say the word Dvash by itself. Does mean, yeah. Now, what Rashi here, in terms of the Dimar Asher Yom Kippurim, where he stresses what it says, Asher Lusosun, etc., is alluding to the Sugya in Masechet Yuma. So I printed my sources for us. The source to be the Mishnah says in Yuma, Taf Ayin Gimor Beis, Ha'ochel kekosevas hagasa, that's what the Mishnah specifies, the shear of Yisra Achille and Kippur. Ha'ochel kekosevas hagasa, kamoha uch garin yisra, you know, with its seeds and everything. That's, or likewise, v'ashosim lo lugmav, you eat and drink as much as cheekful, chayv. Okay, kol ha'ochel would start from a kekosevas. It doesn't matter, you have to eat it because it can have a little piece of this, a little piece of that. If it adds up to a kekosevas, it's you're violating Yisra and Kippur. And all different types of liquids are mitzarif to melolugmav, but ochav ashos ain mitzarfin. But those don't count. Okay, that's the mission Yuma and Yuma Beis. So commenting on this mission much later on, the Gemara in source 4 Yuma pay amid Beis, pay amid Beis. The Gemara says maskev lor abzera maishno achila. This is a side point. I just want to point it out. Maishno achila de cholchad bechad bekoseves umaishno shti de cholchad bechad bedidei. This is just a little bit. We talked about yesterday, you know, the difference between people. Why is it when it comes to achila, they gave a flat shear, the size of a kosevis, whatever exactly that is, but the size of a kosevis, it's not such a flat shear, you know, like a kazais, the different opinions about it. But again, it's not subjective, it's objective. No matter who you are, it's a kosevis, right? When it comes to shtia, kol chad mechad b'diday, it depends on the person, because the shear is melolugma. And we had that, the Minchas Chinuch mentioned that we saw yesterday, so I just want to put that in. That's peyam and beis. So we said, amalei bai, kimul rabbonim b'kosevis de'behachim mi'asudaiti. The Chachamim have a tradition, okay, that the size of a kosevis satiates somebody, even no matter what your appetite is. Botzim rachu, less than that, lo mi'asud, doesn't, okay? And b'shtiyah, b'didayim yatsedayte, b'dechaber lam yatsedayte. But thirst, b'shtiyah is different. So it's not an interesting point, just a chilek. I put it in, as I say, because I alluded to a little bit we talked about yesterday. But more significantly, the Gemara a little bit earlier on Ayin Tes and Beis, it starts on the bottom of Ayin Tes and Beis, really it's Pei Amud Aleph, but it says Tanya Rebbe Omer, right, those are just three words, Ayin Tes and Beis, so it's five. We're going over to Pei Amud Aleph, Kol Hashur and Kulon B'Kezayis. In general, Shir Bachil is always a Kezayis, as we discussed already, Ein Achilab Chus B'Kezayis, generally it's a Kezayis, Chutz Mitumas Ochlin, however, not so with Tumas Ochlin, okay, as Rashi says in 6, Payment Aleph Rashi, Kol Hashurim Hamur and Ba'ochlin, all Shurim related to foods, are generally speaking Kezayis, but Chutz Mitumas Ochlin, right, the Tumas Ochlin is not that, that's a different Shir, Sheshina HaKosa B'Mashmon, okay, B'Shinu HaChom and B'Shurim, the Pasuk phrased things differently, okay, and we don't need to go into the details now about Tumas Ochlin, but it's also not achil in the regular sense. So the kasa, the pasuk presented its case differently, and therefore shinuch hacham b'shurim. Beraya ledavar, okay, the same thing is true. Similar proof to that is Yom Kippurim, okay, Yom Kippurim also. My shina hakasa mashma. How did the pasuk phrase its presentation differently? Milo seuna, as we said, it never said achil. Or my shinuch hacham b'shurim kekosevus. So it's important for us. Is that the Torah, the fact is that sometimes the Chachamim, or these couple of cases, these two cases, by Tumas Ochlin and Yom Kippur, the Chachamim gave a different shear because the Torah presented it differently. Okay, as Rashi says, V'rayel adobel ma'ashamachis, v'fi sheshina kaz ma'ashron, sheshina kacham b'shron, yeshram Yom Kippurim, sheav bo sheshina kacham b'shron, v'mei sheshina bo ha'kaz ma'ashron. And it says, asher lusunel, the next Rashi, asher lusunel, oksiv asher tochal. Okay, so therefore, that's we find that the reason why the Chacham gave a different shear for the Achila Yom Kippur, because it never says Achila, okay, the Torah presents this differently, and therefore the shear is different. I printed the Pesukim for you, there in Parshas Emor, Parak Chav Gimel, Pesukim Chav Beis, Thulamet Beis, Chav Vav, Thulamet Beis. That's the operative word there. Then in the second pasuk, the next pasuk, Homolacha lo sasu, etc. And again, in Chof Tes, Kichol ha-nefesh, asher lo se'une, be'etzim, as a v'nichas ha-be'me'amel. And the same thing, Chol nefesh, etzah, Homolacha. Right? So that's the pasuk. Those are the pasukim by Yom Kippur, if you want to look in Parshas Emor. So Yom Kippur has a different presentation, never mentioning anywhere in all those pasukim anything about not eating or not drinking Yom Kippur, just the issue is inui. So you're not considered to be in violation unless you break the inui. And that's considered to be a koseves hagaza. Okay? Now, that prompts a very, very interesting discussion. That absence of the word achila, whatever they want to look at today, leads to a very interesting discussion. There is a Gemara Psachim, source 8, Chaf Dalet on the base. Where it says, Amar Abavo, Amar Abiyachan, Kol Isurin Shabbatorah, in Lokin Alein Ella Derech Achilos. When you have an Isur in the Torah, okay, you're only considered to be in violation, Isur Achil in the Torah, you're only in violation, you eat this, you consume this food in the normal manner in which this food is consumed. As Rashi says there, 9, Ella Derech Achilos, and Elaim Kein Achlan Derech Achilos. You have to eat it in a normal fashion, okay? What does that include? If you eat meat fat raw, which nobody does, even though chelav is an isur achila, but if you eat it in this abnormal fashion, you're potter. Okay, you're not in violation. Even that's not called eating. That's ingesting food or call whatever you want. Okay, but it's not called eating. He can have a variation, which is important for the sukkah in Pesachim, which we don't need to go into great detail now, but we'll see it inside anyway. The Gemara says in Pesachim. It's a little different. It doesn't have to be the way you normally eat, but derech hanoosam. That's right. She says, it's talking about foods that are osur b'hanoah. Okay? Or items that are osur b'hanoah. It has to be derech hanoosam. Okay? It's adding. In other words, if you go ahead and take, I don't know if that apparently, take putting some fat from an animal on a wound somehow accomplished something or it made you feel better, I'm not exactly sure. Okay? for some sort of refuah. It was a type of refuah. So you use that for refuah, which is not the normal thing you do, so then you're punter. And certainly, kosher came off el cheruf chayshu punter. Okay. The emphasis for us right now is that you have to do things in a normal manner to be in violation. Okay? As Rashi says in the third Rashi in 9, chelev there is psachim chavtal and beistil. Okay, chelev ain derech hanas ele behavara and shoch oros, but lo refuah. Chelev is not usually used for refuah. And therefore, if you use it for refuah purposes, for some sort of medicinal purposes, that would not be a violation of the Yisra'a. No, and kol shekein ochel chelev chayim. Okay? That's the sugya Mitzvachim Chav Dalet. The Ran, in his Kedushim there, Mitzvachim Chav Dalet, based Kedushim Ran, writes, Mutei Ma'am Rishim Rashi, ochel chelev chayim pot, and nirulei de lahachi, is ichtu lam shim yibarashi. De lo teima, osu lashmini, and lamutei shim ochel ma'ashein darcho lecho b'menu. He says, I might have thought, okay, you know, what do I have to bring this to Shimon bar Ashi for? Lemute Mai, if Shimon bar Ashi had to give us a funny case, you ate raw, why not say, Lemute Shim Ocho Masha Ein Darko Lecho Menu, Kedon Hayotzim and Hatenim Aminronim Shapotter? Okay? It's something which is secondary to the food itself. So it's inside. Hayotzim and some sort of byproduct, seeds or whatever. Okay? That would be Masha Ein Darko Lecho, right? That's. But if I ate the actual iser, even though I ate it, but the case with the fat, I consumed all the chalev, right? Says the man, I consumed the chalev. True, I ate it raw. That's not the normal thing, but I still consumed the whole iser. Okay, I might have thought there you take chayev. Okay, I might have thought lo kedarach achiloso means a certain part of that food which is normally not eaten, you eat it, eat the peel. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you eat something which is extraneous to the food itself, then that's called lo kederach achila. That's not derech achilasim. That you're potter. But if I eat the food, just the very food itself, just in an abnormal manner, I might have thought, says the Ran, that that's not included. That's takke also. K'mashon delo da'afki haigav the shlo kederach achilasim mikum ochal chelav chay potter. Right, that's the Ran's. I'm just pointing out, the Ran's saying that it goes by, even if you actually ate the food, so if I ate the fat, and then if I ate the peel, so that I understand why it comes to tell me that that's not included. That's so good, Archei Chalosim. But Rav Shimon Barashi is Mechadish, that even the other thing. And it is printed in Source 11, the Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, the Kovetz Yurim and Pesachim, Oz Tzadigov, on that Gemara, it says, it's talking about planting, but he says, Ein Derech Rav Nito, Zehu Klal Godol. That's what I printed. He writes a klal gadol. Kol dine haTorah lo nemu rak b'chedarchan. Okay, all dine of the Torah. In order to violate, you do it the normal fashion. Below shelo kedarchan. Umushum hachi haochel shelo kederach achila pater. V'chein b'achila shel mitzvah. Same thing the other way. If I did an achila, not when I violated an iser by eating an animal, but if I did a mitzvah by eating an animal, v'chein b'achila shel mitzvah, ochel shelo kederach achila kiyam mitzvah. If I ate the matzah, shoved it down, or whatever, ate in a certain way that's normal, not normal to eat it. Okay? Moshe Kos, Mishal Melech, Perachem, Yisrael, it's a famous Mishal Melech, Hatul, Bas, Bechol, and other things. V'chein Bisur Melocha. Okay? Imasan Shal Gadak and Potter. The only exception is Bibi Shal Gadak, which we learn out from a Pasuk. Okay, yeah.
So someone who's never able to actually ingest food properly, they have some condition where they have to.
Yeah, actually it's interesting, we'll get to it. The last two things I printed, the Marma Kamas, the last two tshuvas, you can look at it now because you asked the question. The Maharsham, Gelakalafsim Kufchav and Kamkimot, it's source 31. Mashachov, Mashachosim, Harofim, Chukne, Mazon, Derech HaMe'ayim. Some type of get the food straight to the stomach. Intravenous, you know, feeding tube. Or the Chaim Ozer, in the last source. Al dvar shelos harofe mutim yom kippurim lahachnis lechol ochel mashal tovlu aydei klistir derech achal, you know, I don't know, that's some type of tool. That's exactly what they're talking about. Okay, but then we'll get back. Okay, but that would not be called achila. Okay, that would not be called achila. That we'll see those issues there. Hopefully, I don't want to get to take. I really want to spend that much more than one day on this. But anyway, what I want to bring out so far is everything has to be to derech achila. That's what Rav Chanan says. Based on Rishon, the Rambam. Writes in Hilchos Machalos Asuris, Per Gud Dalad Elohayud, verse 12, Kol Ochlin Asurin Eino Chayv Alem Achiochel Oso Derech Hanoah, the way you get normal Hanoah. Chutzi Bas Bechola, Bas Bechola is an exception. Ukilar Kerem, which you'll learn by Nechila. Notice that word. It never says by Bas Bechola, it never says Nechila, does it? What does it say? Lo Savashal Gdi Bachalev Mo. We never have an explicit pasuk in the Torah that Asur is Bas Bechola, as a chila. It says lo sevasho. So it says it three times. We have a drasha. One teaches you isra chila. One teaches isra bisho. One teaches isra hano. But never says it. Okay, it's in the by klar kerem. Bishul remer benachila. Ela hotzi isra chila. So b'loshan cheres, b'loshan bisho, b'loshan kodesh. It says by klar kerem. It says pentikdash. Pentikdash. Okay. So that's less so not filo shalom kederach hanon. So then that's also even if it's not kederach hanon. Okay. That's halachah. Halachah of ketzad. Hare shehimcha es hachela v'gomo keshulcham ad shenichva gronu menu. Okay. If I melted down chelav, okay, and I swallowed piping hot to the point that it burnt my throat. Okay. Oh, she'achal chelav chai. Our case from that Gemara in Pesachim. Okay, ate chelav chai. Oh, she'irei dvarim morim. You mixed into this mixture bitter stuff. Could go rosh olana, different types of bitter wormwood and other stuff like that. Latoki ay nesek into one. Oh, latoki der shal nevela. Ve'achlam kishen morim. Oh, she'achal ochal aser achar she'isriach v'hibish. You ate food after it rotted. It stinks. Okay, ubatol ma'ochel. It's not called ochel adam anymore. Hareze potter. Okay, hareze potter. But in irev dover mar b'salkter shabas v'chalav yain kilei kerem rachol chayv. So that's the rule. Okay, the Rambam, as always, you know, spells things out pretty clearly. If you eat shalok kader chachila, it's the, you're not in violation. It doesn't say you're allowed to do it. It says potter. Okay, potter. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it explicitly, but the Shulchan Aruch that I printed here in Source 13 is in Yoredeya Sim Kuf Nun Hei Sif Gimel Chazolus Kochavim. Okay, it says Bishar Isur Misrapim Makom Sakona Afilu Derech Hanason. Okay, if there's a danger, then you can use any Isur Hano even in a normal manner, but you can use it for refuah purposes. Okay. Isur if it's Makom Sakona, but Shalom Makom Sakona, then it depends. Kederech Hanason. And the Rambam says, it's the same thing. It's got to be derech hanon. Okay, so we see the reason I brought all these things is that we see a difference when the Torah presented something b'derech the iser with the words of achila or some formulation related to achila, when not. Okay, you see that from that Rambam, you see that from Zohar also, that Bas B'Cholav and Kilei Kerem are different, because it says by Bas B'Cholav and Lo Sabasho, by Kilei Kerem it says Pentikdash, and never it says Achila. So therefore the rules are different. The rules for Refu are different, the rules for Achila are different. Okay, the rules are different. When, in general, what we saw back there, Ruchanan says everything is Kederach Achilasa. Okay? Well, the Gemara says in that same sugan Yuma, Pam Beis, a little further, we have the following. All right. So it sounds like, so one could theoretically make the case, therefore, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, if it's Shalom Kederach Achila, it would still be a violation. Right? The same way the Rambam says by Bas B'Cholav, by Kilei Kerem, and the Shulchan Aruch says, right, that would be, since it never says Achila, it's also even without being Derech Achila. Could one make the same case by Yom Kippur, since it never says Achila? So we do find the following in the Daf Peyam Beis in Yuma 14. Amar Ish Lakish, Ha'ochel Achila Gasa B'Yom HaKippurim. I ate Achila. What's Achila Gasa? So Rashi explains there in Peyam Beis Achila Gasa. She'ochel Leile Yom HaKippurim Alasova. It's Yom Kippur night. You just had a big meal. Sudam Afsekes. You ate a ton. And now you went ahead and you put, and you're so full, right? So now you put something in your mouth. You were full from the satiated from the surah of seconds. You don't enjoy it. Just put something in your mouth. So says the Gemara Omar Shlokish, Ha'ochal Achila Gas of Kippur Potter. Okay? My time. Asher Lo Sunek. Again, Asher Lo Sunek. All right? And Asher Lusina, from Asher Lusina, we learn what? Prat le mazik. Okay, if it's harmful, if it's unpleasant, Rashi is proud of it. Huh?
It should be a
kibbutz. Yeah, lasuna, yeah. So that's again, we define what Chazal define it. Like, doesn't need to sleep on a bed of nails with Kippur night, right? Because it's more, But yeah. Anyway, he says, Prat l'mazik, l'zeh she'enu l'vatel menu shum inu l'adechilazu, el l'mazik hu esa ochel l'zatzmo. Right? But you're eating more, you don't get any benefit, you don't get any... It's not a relief from inu, but it's, right? So that would not be a violation. And the Rambam paskens that way. Chushri says also perk beis alav zayin 16. Hayasaveya meachila gasa sheochal ad shekotz b'mizono. You're sick of food already, right? Sometimes I feel that way at the end of a wedding or whatever. You ate so much, right? Especially if you showed up in time for the shmur, so you ate a ton. And it cuts, you can't imagine putting out something else in your mouth. Ve'ochal yeser also, you ate more than seishir potter. Kemi sheochal. You know what it's like, says the Rambam? It's like eating food. Let's say I eat paper. Okay, if I go ahead and kip a knife, I eat a piece of paper. Or eat dirt or whatever. That's not a violation. That's not called a chilum. Sha'afal pi shezeh het a royal roi, in a royal chol mi shesuba kazeh. Okay, that food would be good for somebody hungry as opposed to paper and so on. But it's not roi for this person. But that's another Rambam pass. So based on that, and the Shulchan Aruch also. Okay, may as well see it inside. So the top phrase should be Sivav. Ochal ochlim she'enam ruim l'achilim. Eat food that's not ruim l'achilim. O she'ochal achil gasok. You're going miyad al achil she'ochal erdem kippur. Ma'at she'kotz mizono potter. Okay? Potter. Now the Ramon makes an exception, he said it was spiced up, and we'll enjoy it, but we'll leave that out for now. Okay? You probably wouldn't. Probably wouldn't. Yeah. The Mohar Avram writes, it depends on the person. Right, it's a tzorach lama d'akol of mashav sukkar and gimel. The end of the tzorach lama d'akol of vishav margish benafsha. We're talking about the Ramah. Okay, let's take a look at the Mishav Bura. Okay, sukkar and yudbeiz, in that same simitofer is yudbeiz. She'en ruir l'achilu, haynu dvar morim only v'oshem, ad she'en ruir machmaz el achilu klal. Okay, it's bitter, it's rotten, it's rancid. Okay, udvarim ruir l'achilu rak she'en asurim, ki gon chilu v'nehel trefer, ki hagan varachayim alem gam machmaz el kippurim. You ate food which is royal achil, just happens to be osur. You eat treif meat or something like that, or chaylev, then you violate whatever you violated, plus you violated Yom Kippur. Okay? And you ate this on kilagasa, as an example, you ate on top of the, on top of you ate the shulam of sekes, ad shekotz mizon lukin yudala, ad sheochal achil afuki, meno kotz rak shu soveya, and it was avalachol v'afuichon margish tam kishochal chayav. That's what the Rambam was talking about. If you ate a little more, you're full, but not stuffed, You're full, so you ate some, it tastes good, you appreciate the taste. So that's the distinction. Anyway, based on this, there's a famous, or connection with this, there's a famous machlokas achron, which we want to look at now. Okay, which starts off with the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Siman Ayin Vav writes as follows. Mishum de kaimalon de perakal shah, that's the sugim psachon we saw. That kol ha'isur chavdala, kol ha'isurin shebetora ain lokin aleim el darach echelosun, the time of mishum dachilik sibu, v'havadai gavay makipurim de loksib echila, ela kol ha'nefesh ha'shelu sunem, afilu im ochlon shelo kederach echelosun, yon ochl chilim chai kremin hosun, v'kol shekain besar behema chai, raw meat, raw chilim, kol shekasotosu sham, afilu hochi chayav mishum lo sunem de makipurim. The Shagas Aryeh takes things to the next logical step. And he says, well, Yom Kippur never says Loshon Achil like we saw. So therefore, it should be that you're in violation of eating on Yom Kippur, even if you eat things which in a non-normal fashion, Shalom Kederach Achilu. Okay? Ube Perak Beis, the Yom Adav Pei, the Yom Adav Pei, Lo Patrina El Ba'ochal Achila Gasa B'Yom HaKippur. Okay? Achila Gasa is an exception. Because you should ask, well, what do you mean? Why is Achila Gasa Potter? Right, the Gemara said that, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Paskin that we saw. So Achila Gasa, you are Potter. So isn't that like Shalom Kedar Achila? So if you look back, the Rambam sort of equated them in a way, right? Look at the Rambam in 16, Hukkos Mechosos Perak Beis Olam Hazayin. He said, I survey him Achila Gasa, Shachal Ad Shakos Mezono, Vachal Yasser Osvo, Potter, Kimi, Shachal Ochlam Shinu Achila. I'm kind of linked them. So the Shagas Aryeh says, well, one second. I just told you that if it's Shloka Derech Achila, right, not stuff that's normally in Shloka Derech Achila, it should still be Chayim in Yom Kippur, because it doesn't matter Achila. It matters, you know, what went into your body. I don't know, the glucose breakdown or whatever it is. It matters what will satiate you, what will go into your body. So who cares if Shloka Derech Achila in Yom Kippur? If it's an issue where the Torah formulates the word achila, it's okay, so this is not achila, got that. But it never says that by Yom Kippur, right? So Shagas Aryeh says, that would still be a violation of Yom Kippur. Aye, achila gasa. Achila gasa, he says, it's different. Okay, because here we have a specific drusha. Asher lusuna prat lamazik. Okay? Avol shalo kedar chasun de'eno mazik or vada chayav. Okay, the drusha says, all the mazik, that's negative, right? If you burned your throat, like the case where they melted down the fat, and he swallowed, burned his throat. So that's mazik. Right, but if it's Tam Shalok Kederach Achila, it's not Mazik, or Vada Chayev. Vada Chayev. So Shagas Aryeh is of the opinion that you violate the Isur Achila and Yom Kippur, but even if it's Shalok Kederach Achila, if it wouldn't be a violation of other Isurim, it is by Yom Kippur. That's the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, it was Gimel. V'im Ochal Ochlin Haru, that's by Yom Kippur. V'im Ochal Ochlin Haruim, Rak Ochal Shalok Kederach Achila. If you ate food which is not dirt or paper, but it's food which is, but you ate it shelo kederach achila. Kegav nevuah b'Rambam perek yud dalad milchas machalos asuras din yud aleph. That was, we saw that before. That was the case of Kedah back in source 12. The Rambam machalos asuras perek yud dalad milchas Kedah har shehim ches achila and it burned you from that whole business. Right, all the story you ate chelav chai, or you mixed bitter ingredients into the wine or whatever, right? That's what the Minchas Chinuch is referring to, that Rambam that we saw. So Minchas Chinuch says, Ayin b'shagas Aryeh, da'ayit b'yom kippurim, de'kevan de'lo k'siv achila chayav, av shelo k'derach achila. And the Minchas Chinuch here writes, u'kvar pilpulu ha'chronim b'zeh, v'ein laharach b'mashe aricha mechabrim. I don't want to go into details in this matter. Everyone else talks about it. I'm leaving it out. Interesting. That's what he says. So let's just see. Since we don't know all of it, let's see what others say. So, okay? So the Minchas Chinuch already quotes the Shagas Aryeh and he says, he's hinting at the fact that not everybody agrees with that lamdas. Okay? Not everyone agrees with that lamdas. They're going to say even in Yom Kippur, Shalom Kederach Achila would be Aser. Would be Mutar, I mean, because it's not called Achila. The Noda Behuda. In a tshuva, madura tinyana chelak or chayim sim kuf tes vav. Okay? He kind of picks up on this Rambam, who kind of linked the two things together. Afilu hochi, tzorach la Rambam l'miav tamo v'ochol yosim k'dei sovo kot v'kotz v'chol shir potter mitam prat l'mazik atzvo v'shum shalo k'derach hano leka l'miftar. The af shu kotz v'chilz v'kom mokom lo miku zeh shalo k'derach hachilo. This food item, when you have a food item, which I'm stuffed, okay, but it's a perfectly delicious piece of food, for me, it's not considered derech achila, okay? But it's considered food, l'shar adam she'ena soveya, sh'lo k'derech achila hu dover she'ena m'derech achila l'chol adam. Lo k'derech achila, says in the Yehuda, is talking about when it's lo k'derech achila for anybody. People don't eat food this way. Right? People don't eat bitter, stuff, real bitter stuff. I mean, yeah, there are tastes that are different. Some people like sharper foods and hotter foods or whatever. One of my sons likes everything hot, hot meaning like spicy hot, I can't even eat off this, I'm going to go to a restaurant, whatever, we had a chicken, what do you call it, wings or poppers, whatever, spicy hot, I can't eat it. But he loves it. So it's different, But there are certain things beyond which, nobody will eat it at a certain point, right? So the Yehuda says, that's what it means. Shalom k'der achilu dover she'enu m'derach achilu chol odom. K'gon ochel chilim chai, odom shu mar b'yosef, odom she'en roi l'achilu shu odom. Zelo mikri achilu klal. Avol dover she'enu ril odom echad machma shu saveya. Stuff which is lo k'derach achilu because he happens to be full. Okay? But lo yotzim echal achilu. Even for him, it's still going to be called achila. Kevin shachilu zum mechshav achila lechol adam sheina sovayim ulechach tzarach letame the prat lemazik panushem aziku. That's what I have to say. When does it come out of the status of being royal achila? When it's mazik, when it harms you. Okay, you're so full that it harms you, you'll throw up. That's different. Okay, but you follow. Another Rebbe Huda is saying that if I'm very full, but I eat another piece of cake, I mean, it's not harmful. I just can't stand it. Okay, so there, I would say that, well, what's about? Of course, it's a violation of kippur. It's a perfectly good piece of food. That's not called shaluk and derech achila. So, and in a chanami, there you have a taka would be a violation. It's prat lemazik. That's why you have prat lemazik. Okay. Why did we have to have that brasha, according to the rabbi? Right? It was about the dilin. Why not below Noka, Mishu the Habish Loka Derechano? Okay? Leaving out the Shagazayah. Well, why didn't he just say that if you eat, well, you have to have a special drasha, Prat Lamazik? Okay, you should say Shaloka Derechila, Lo Shaloka Derechano. Okay, we'll lump the two of them together for the moment. Shaloka Derechila, Shaloka Derechano. Okay, then they can be potter like by Kol HaTorah Kula. Agvolama Nakar Reshoka Shatam Shu Dhabe Mazik Elavada Kol HaTorah Kula Dachila Gaselo Mechshav Lachila Shaloka Derechano Holo Mechshav Lachila Sharadam, because that's not Shaloka Derechila. Therefore, you have to have a special drasha. But then he writes, V'ayin B'sefer Shagazayah. Okay, Simon Ayinvov, the Nobi Huda quotes the Shagazari, Nobi Huda lived in a generation, the Shagazari was the, you know, God Ador, the previous generation, before the Nobi Huda, was it right before? Yeah, I think right before. Maybe two generations before, I forgot. The Venison Abishitz was right before the Nobi Huda. They were overlapped. The Shagazari was a little older. Anyway, so the Nobi Huda quotes the Shagazari, and he says in Siman Ayin Vav, the cost of Yom Kippur mechayev av shalom kader achila. Ho v'loks of Yom Kippur lo shalom achila, shalom lo zunah. V'chiev zeh, mi nitzor kol ha-miftar achila gasa. What was the Shagazayah's proof? Okay, which we saw before. What was the Shagazayah's proof? Okay, that you had to have a special drosh of achila gasa, right? I mean, he brought that in to show that that really you'd be chayev. You should be chayev, but you're not. Achila gasa is special rye, a special prat lamazah, right? But other than that, you're chayav. That's what Shagazayah said. So the Yehuda quotes that, but he says, okay, ulufi mesha kasabnu leka raya klal. But according to what I'm telling you, that's no raya. The fact that there's a drush of prat lamazik is not a raya that all other shaloka derech hanaso is taka also in Yom Kippur. And again, the philosophy, the sheet of the Shagazayah is that shaloka derech hil, shaloka derech hana is also in Yom Kippur, as opposed to kol torah kula, also in Yom Kippur. Our riot, so to speak, we have a special exclusion for Achila Gasa because it's Prat Lamazik. So the and you wouldn't have to say that because that's also he's assuming that Achila Gasa is also Shaluk Derech Achila. So what do you have to have right Prat Lamazik? Because Mazik is also Shaluk Derech Achila. What do you need an exclusion for if Shaluk Derech Achila anyway is excluded from this here? Elamai, Shaluk Derech Achila is not excluded from this here. Shaluk Derech Achila means Aser, and just Mazik is excluded from this here. Yeah. So says the Nabi Huda, but according to what I just told, it's not true. Okay, lefi mashik kasab the leker by a cloud, the achilah gasa leker lemifte mishum shloka the achilah. Hold me real, acher shena soveir. The Nabi Huda says no. Okay, you know, shloka the achilah is also mutter, so to speak. It's also not osvan yom kippur. I wouldn't need drasha prat lemazik then for because that's talking about something which is not in the category of shloka the achilah, namely regular food, which is perfectly good for anybody else in the world. Just this guy happens to be satiated. Okay, therefore it's mazikim. That's a different story. So again, lofi mashe kazab the leker by a cloud achila gasa leker lemifter mishum chloka derech achila. Ho biru laachah shein etzovei v'chein morv diber rabam zal perik beizu b'lishus also hazayim the kasher sham ochel links the two ochel yesa osovo potu kemosh ochel ochel shein mishum achila shafu bishu zamachal erol eroyev in erol chom mishavei kazeh harish a rabam kasher shapot shapot shaptur b'achila gasa. The Rabbi Huda says either Rambam linked them together. Okay, the Rambam linked them together. That was a little bit. I think the Shaka drove the Shaka side. He said they just linked them together, saying that there's a p'tur, but not that they're the same thing. So anyway, the Rabbi Huda seems to disagree. He doesn't really punch out exactly that. Therefore, he thinks, but I think that's what he means. Now, the Rabbi Huda would disagree with the Shagazari because he would say that if it's Shaloka Kederech Achila, you'd be Potan Yom Kippur. I wouldn't be special drosha than Prat Lamazi because that's not Shaloka Kederech Achila. That's different. That's not in Royal Achila. Okay? And by the way, we're conflating. You can make a chilip between Loka Kederech and Ein Royal Achila too, but we'll leave that alone for the moment. Okay? So that's the Rabbi Huda. Got it? Okay. Now, Similarly, the Or Sameach, in his comment on the Rambam, in a different halacha, in Perek Beis, of Hilchos Shvisos, also halacha Dalet, okay, that's the Or Sameach on the Rambam, right, 23, Hinei Dobor, he says, it's clear to me, the Afal Pi Shashir Eitom Kippur Choseves, the Lo Sunaksiv, the Lo Achila, Mishum Hachi, Lo Kosor Rachmona Achila Gabel Mekippurim, it's still a matter of, you know, you're getting hanah from it even if it doesn't fill your stomach. We'll see his right in a second. The Rosh Hashanah is saying, no, the Rosh Hashanah is clearly disagreeing with the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is saying, you know why it uses, you know what we learn from the fact that it says Asher lo seuneh and not the lashon of Isra Achila? That the shear is different, which is a simple reading of the Gemara. The shear is different. But it doesn't mean now we'll therefore say Shalom Kederach Achila is going to be mutter. Okay? It's going to be also. It's going to like call it, it follows the pattern of Kol Tor Kulos of Dera Sameach. Right? Shalom Kederach Achila, the only exceptions are Bas V'Cholov and Kelar Kerem, which we have to, you know, why that is. But Yom Kippur is not like that. Yom Kippur is still Usur. And the fact that the Torah did not mention achila. That's because of the shear, okay? Mishum hachila, because of achila, gabim kippurim. The shear is different, but the terms of hanah and derech achila, hanah's grono, as opposed to hanah's meyav, which is another machlokas by Yom Kippur, which we won't go into now. That's the same as in Kol Tor Kulos, okay? So Sameach also disagrees, and he brings a raya. Kemefurish b'gmar shulz in Gimel Beis, d'omar hecha mishkakas kara is d'yuma, d'chankete umtzomis, d'lo kippur and kippur alav, chazin and d'chef techef im b'li aso uchaya. He says as follows, Gemar and Shulz, let's look at it, I printed it for you. Gemar and Shulz, Yud Gimel Amar Alav, going over to Gimel Beis. Umod the Rebbe, that is a famous machlokas, okay, between, related to the, how the kapara on Yom Kippur is effected. Okay, is it affected as the, every minute of the day, sort of as the day goes on, or at the end of the day? So anyway, the that's the Gemara brings that up in connection, or hints at that in connection, with famous machlokas in Rebbe and Chachamim regarding whether Yom Kippur serves to be mechaper even for somebody who doesn't do tshuva. I'm sure you've come across that in Hilchos Tshuva. You know the Yom Kippur is mechaper al she'en and shalom and so on and so forth. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Umo de Rebbe Bekares Dioma." Look in Rashi in 25. Shulz Yigimu Manalim. Umo de Rebbe Bekares Dioma. Ha de Tanya Kamai said, "The Einu Mechaper Al Sheinu Shoven Bekares Yom Kippurim Kamar Shal Inu V'Shal Malacha." But as we saw in the Pesukim earlier, both Inu Yom Kippur and Malacha Yom Kippur carry with it the punishment of Kares. Aval Chal Shara Veres Mechaper Afal Pish Osam Malacha V'Lo Izanabo. Okay. But it is mechaper on others. It's not mechaper on Yom Kippur. It's not mechaper on melacha you do on Yom Kippur. Okay, it's not mechaper if you eat on Yom Kippur. It's not mechaper on that aver, but it can still be mechaper on other averes. Okay, that's what I did yesterday and last week and any other time since the past year. That Yom Kippur is mechaper. Okay, it's not mechaper on that aver. Okay, as so. And it has to be the Elo Tema Hachi says the Gemara. Okay, if you say that Yom Kippur can be mechaper even on Isurim, look at Rashi, the Yilo Temach, the Bekaris Diume, Mo de Rebbe de Lo Mechaper, the Tema da Karis Diume Mechaper. If you want to tell me that that an Isur Karis of Yom Kippur, namely eating and doing work, is also atoned for by Yom Kippur, right? If you're going to say that, so ask the Gemara back in 24, Karis Diume Kippur, the Rebbe Leslie. How do you ever have Karis Yom Kippur? What do you mean? Because as soon as you do the Aver, you're atoned. It's like in the safe zone, right? You do the Aver Yom Kippur. Well, how do you ever have Karis? The Torah says, that's what I printed the Pesukim for you back in Source 7. Two things. Ki kol ha-nefesh, this is in Parak Chav Gimel, Vayikra Pasuk Chav Tez. Ki kol ha-nefesh, asher lo seuneh, v'tzvah zev, nichus ha-meh ha-meh. And in Lama, b'chol ha-nefesh, atzitzak ha-malacha, v'tzvah zev, ha-meh ha-tiz ha-nefesh, ha-yif, b'kerev ha-moh. The Torah has kareis, the punishment for work on Yom Kippur, for eating on Yom Kippur. How are you ever going to have it? Okay? Look in Rashi. Chorus, Yom HaKippur, less than the Rebbe, between it. In Cain, Lama, Kosar, Rachman, Yom HaKippur, Chorus. Bish, Lama, Shar, Kwiz, and the Amayas, Kodim, Yom HaKippur, Yom HaKippur. Okay? Avahanach, Lamali, Hakaavar, Alem, Echapar, Alem, Hayoma. You violate, Yom HaKippur atones you immediately. So, bingo, you never can get Chorus. All other Kwiz in the Torah you can get if it catches up to you before Yom HaKippur. Okay, then the Yom Kippur, but on Yom Kippur itself, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. That's the Shulah Yom Kippur. Says, Morris, 1 second, I can come up with a case. On the low, why not? Wait a minute. Okay, no. Mishkachas or Kagavan Kagon de Ovar Belaila Umis. Okay, de lo osi yamamala kippurli. Okay, the Gemara says, I don't know how to read it, but he says, you could have a case if you did melacha or you ate Yom Kippur night, it's called Nidre night, then you talk about Avkaris because it's the Yom, because it says Ki Vayom HaZem Yichaper Alechem. It's the Yom of Yom Kippur. Okay? The Lo Asa Yomom Alech Kippur Alechem. You never got the day won't be. So, says Rashi again, Amal Obin to me, Kalam Amal Yisle Reb Mechaper Alkaris Yom Lo Tshuva Lo Yikar Karis Ben Kippur HaMishkach Lo Tzadav Ad Belela Omis The Lo Asa Yom Kippur The Lo Asa Yomom Alech Kippur Alechem. Okay, the day won't be Mechaper Shein Mechaper Alechem. Can you see? Ki Vayom HaZem Yichaper Alechem. Only the Yom. All right, good. But the Torah doesn't only say kares for working and eating in Yom Kippur at night. It seems to say it for the whole day. So how could you ever have it for something I did during the day? Okay, you got out of it. You say it could be at night. But still, the Torah doesn't only say kares. It says, again, the language of the pasuk. Go back to the pasuk. Okay? Ki chol ha-nefesh asher lo tzuna be'etzem hayom hazeh. The whole day. Okay? Chol ha-nefesh asher tasek kol melacha be'etzem hayom hazeh. So, it includes the daytime, right? And a chanami. It applies. You'll get kares if you do an activity. You do one of these activities of eating and do malach at night. Fine, but what about during the day? So the Gemara asks, Ela Eimah, should the kasha like this? You're going over to Gimel Beis. Kares the Yomam of the Rebbe Less Amalo. I'll give you another. Mishkachas of the Ochel Umtza v'chan ke umes. Okay, I started to eat umtza, a piece of meat. Okay, I ate a piece of meat. And I choked on it and died. Right there. I'm eating on Yom Kippur. But I choked on it and died. V'chimke umeis. Okay? So, basically, I never had even a split second of Yom Kippur after having done the Isser. That's how, that's the kares. In other words, because if you eat the meat and you die right away, you never had an opportunity after having, not even a moment of daylight of Yom Kippur, to be mechaper after the Aver. That's the case, right? The ochal umtzo v'chimke umeis. You ate a large piece of meat, umtzo piece of meat, okay, and you choked on it. And as Rashi says, firstly, Rashi is makshino in 26, and Yom Gimel Beis makshino. I told you a bit mea, v'ha behed yaksiv karis di mama, yaksiv bein 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 malach, bat zimam azet, right? It's even during the day. So v'chamke te, he choked, shalo over alav regam in hayom, l'achar aviroso. You never had a moment after the Aveira of you know, the Ritva explains it. I printed the Ritva on 27. The Ritva there in Shulchan Gimel Beis. We'll see the second one. Or the Gemara said, Inam, ever get that answer? You just kares on when you choke right away, there was never an opportunity from Kibbutz Mechaper. Or Inami, the Ocho, Samach, Shiz Chamadal, Havishah, Sechapurle. Or you ate something, Mamish, the last second of Yom Kippur, right before sunset. You ate it, and now sunset. So you never had the Kippur, you know, you violated this on Yom Kippur, but you never had, again, a moment of daylight on Yom Kippur, the Mechaper. So those are the two answers of the Gemara. Okay? Rashi says, some says, Hayom Shalom, Ova Rega Biyom Achar Aver. Either way, you don't have a moment of the day to be Mechaper. So these are two odd cases where you get Karis Yom Kippur. All right? So the Ritva writes in its Kedushin there in Shulis Yom Yom Bey, is 27, Go to Ova Samach Shkiz Chama, the Rishos Biyom Kippur, Inami, the Chanke de Utz Umtza, which means the Ocho Umeis Ushaiti, the Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Al HaMeis Bavere, Kevin Shal Chalo Av HaChakach Yom HaKippur and Bechiyus. He never lived, he was never alive on Yom Kippur with time. I just add that point. He was never living on Yom Kippur with time to, for Kapara, for this Aver. But in any event, what does all this have to do with us? Okay? Say it again. So you want your case to choke? Why we do it? Yeah. You'll choke. Yeah. But anyway, so the Or Sameach brings us as a raya. Okay, the Or Sameach brings us as a raya because the Or Sameach said, okay, eating this food. The case of the shkiza chama, you can forget about it, okay. But the umtza, okay, is something which is not. It's a large piece of meat. You can gulp down like a wolf down a large, very large piece of meat. It's low kederach achila, okay. And that's how the Sameach understands it. And therefore, and a guy died. So we said that is considered a violation, which would. I'll say, what's the way again? The Chanka Umtzomis. He died because of this. I'll say, what's the low Kippur and Kippur alone? Chazina de Techev in Blioso Chayev. I just forgot that's what I meant. What's the Ryan? Techev in Blioso Chayev. Your Chayev, obviously, as soon as you swallow it. Just a moment. What's the Ryan? Techev in Blioso Chayev. Yeah. Again, there was some echad disagreeing with the Shagazaye. Shagazaye says the Philosh of Okadarachiva is. Shagazaye says, look, the Chayav. And Shagazaye says, you're part of the only reason we said, Los Seune, is because of what? And because it tells you the Shir is different. It tells you the Shir is different. So, what's his Raya from here? What's his right from here? His right is that we keep promising right away.
You see that the eating is making
high.
It's not the
doing.
It's just the
myself. Oh, right, that's what it is. Yes, correct. No, correct. I'm sorry. That's correct. Exactly. Thank you. I just let him add a brain freeze. Right. The blia that makes him high. Okay. In other words, the moment you're bled, but I don't care that more than that. Take it a step further. Okay, because the guy died. Yes, I'm saying it's more than that. Because the person died, so he never quote unquote broke the inui, did he? He died before he got a chance to break the inui. In other words, the Shagasari's whole point is that because it says lashon lo seune. Thank you. And that because it gave a lashon lo so, because the Torah gave a lashon lo seune instead of lo sochal, okay. So anything which breaks the inui, the issue of Yom Kippur is breaking the inui, and therefore even shlo kedar achila breaks the inui.
Is there a ma'aser
achila
if he didn't swallow it?
So, but the blia, it's still a ma'aser achila. Yeah, that's because he did swallow it, but he choked, he went down. But in other words, he died before it broke the inui. I hear you can split it that way too, but that's the Sameach says. The Sameach's riot from this Gemara is you see, we're talking that Yom Kippur this is a violation of Yom Kippur because it was, even though there was no break in the Eden, it was a mindset. So therefore, it says there are Sameach, it's an issue of Achila, okay? It's an issue of Achila, and it follows the rules of Achila and Kol HaTorah Kula. How come the Torah used the expression also? Because that's the title of the Shir is different. Shir is different, but in terms of defining Achila, it's not different. And it's not a matter of breaking the inui because here he never broke the inui. He never disrupted the inui. It's still a violation of Kippur. Okay? And that's that. Okay, good. Now it's interesting, just as a side point, that this whole thing only works, this whole love of Zerusameh works, again, part of another machlokas, Tosas talks about there in Shurah, Gimel Menachmo, Vipul and Beis. Okay? The Ovid Samach, we're talking about the second Torah, the Ovid Samach Hashkisachama. Okay? He has a different proposal. Why not say he did it not so much Shkias Chama, but after Shiluch HaSoyer, after they sent out the Sora Lazoz, I was in the afternoon still. Okay, you don't have to wait until all the way to sunset and eat right there. Even if you ate in the later afternoon, it was already after the Kapar of Kippur. So he says, no. But Lacha Shiluch, Tosa says, Dimavas with the oven, which goes over me, Gimel with Alti, Go Bezer and Shuas. Avalacha Shiluch, sorry, Lo Motziluk, Meshu Mechapar Kalayom. The sar is mechaper for the whole day, even what happens afterwards. That's why I couldn't give that. And even though it's not usually true, shiny sar mechalech, the sibbe kibayom as mechaper lachotarism, mechol chatos. So, mashma, the kol hayom mechaper. Inami, Hayom atzmo below sar mishtach mechaper ktsas, even the day itself, because it says be'etzem elazem. The ain kam kar is gone, but if it's not a regular kar, and he brings a raya from a gemara and zochem like that and so on. And later he says v'yesh mefarshim with the four lines at the bottom. The Yom Kippur below sar mishtach mechaper legamri. Benafkamina the sar mechaper miyad Yom Kippur and a mechaper ad shetech shach lemotzay Yom Kippur. Kedatanya chomer b'sar Yom Kippur shasar mechaper miyad Yom Kippur ad shetech shach. Chomer Yom Kippur b'sar Yom Kippur mechaper below carbon l'ashen kin b'sar. Okay. V'had enakar kon echad keunza lav davke elodin shemais bo bayom. Or any person who died, or Rav the Musnaka, Inami after Lomes, but Ella Acha Kamayamim, go double at some Kushkiza Hamatos is a very interesting thing. What he's hinting at is a machlokas is Yom Kippur Mechaper, every moment of Yom Kippur is Mechaper, or the end of the day is Mechaper. Right? And so, what point is the Kapar of Yom Kippur an ongoing Kapar? You know, the whole day, Kivayam Azir Chaper Lachem. It's sort of like a machine in motion. It's mechaper, 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 mechaper. Or no, there's really no kapar until the end of the day. That's what Tosa seems to prefer over here. That the kapar of Yom Kippur is when the day ends, that's the end of Yom Kippur. Therefore, and that's when the kapar is effective. Therefore, even if a person didn't eat and choke, but even if a person died during the day of Yom Kippur, he never got the kapar. You don't have to give this funny case where there's no minute of Yom Kippur left. There can be a lot of Yom Kippur left, but the kapar doesn't take effect until nights went away. By that time, he's not alive anymore, right? So it's just there are some ex riot, okay, based on a case with the food, is that the kapor is that second, okay? So and not later on, right? But Lemaisa is pointing out that not everyone agrees with that, right? And he says the only reason they Gemara mentioned a case of Rav Kula was even such a case, okay? But I just want to mention to you that the Rambam, I think they learned the Rambam is that the Sof Yom is Mechaper. It's a famous story that the Rav Soloveitchik quoted. It's an Ish Halacha, an Halachic man of, he was showing how the man of Halacha, he's writing about his father, right, the Rav Soloveitchik, the man of Halacha sees everything through a Halachic prism. And he wrote, there was once a young man, and the Rav writes a very beautiful language in the Halachic man. He walked out of the, it must have been a break right before Nila. Those are a break you have before Milcha. And at some moment, a free moment before Nila, they walked outside of the shul there in Brisk. And, it was a cool, you remember the description? It was a crisp, cool winter, late fall day or something like that. And the way the Rav described, the skies were clear and it was a crisp day. And the sun was heading, to the western part of the sky, looking at the set. And Rav Soloveitchik said, this sunset is different than every other sunset of the year, because this sunset brings with it kapparas amos. You saw everything, even a beautiful sunset, you saw in halachic terms. This sunset brings kapparas amos. It sounds like he held like that sheet that the sofa yom is mechaper, not an ongoing kapar. Okay, good.
Isn't it like the Check
it out. I just know that's the machlokes here in Shuas, whether the sofa yom is mechaper or the. It's an ongoing kapar. Sameach works better if it's an ongoing kapar, but okay. In any event, the bottom line is Sameach disagrees with the Shaka. Sorry, that's what I want to get to, really. And doesn't accept this idea that Asher Lusona comes to teach us that it's not part of, that it doesn't follow the regular pattern of Kol HaTorah Kula. Just a couple of other tshuvas, so far, we saw this tshuva yesterday, actually, in a part of it, but not this part. Or this part we saw too, but a little more printed here. 29. Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Chelek Vav and the Chelek Alekutim, that's the Chelek Vav, the Simen Chav Gimel. This was about, remember they wanted to eat on Yom Kippur because it was a cholera epidemic. We saw two, we had the Telach Tzedek with the eating of the 9 days, eating meat in the 9 days, but this was the Chassam Sofer, where the people had to eat. Ach im mumchim maskimim shatainis atzmo mazik. Kmo shakos magaram se tof kuf zaman. Oz yisharu harofim. Kama shir legima tzorech shatzorech adam shizchaze gufo. Vinotzum esavei sakana. The doctor should determine how much does a person have to eat to be out of the sakana. Ve oz yisharu kofi otei. O marak yishte pachos mikashim lalubo. The Yisha men shtiel shtiel kerech lespars. Shulachol yosef tes minuten. That's the sums over the 9 minutes which we discussed in the past. And that's why I stopped, because we had to remember Mokamach, which we saw yesterday. But here it says, "V'yishter rak harasmei v'lo hasgrono, hano kafe otei b'litzuker." Eat or drink in such a way where you don't have any pleasure in the eating, like drink it without sugar or coffee, without sugar or and so on, or milk. Or marak b'li mituval, soup, you know, bland soup without spice. Now, he writes, "V'mhaya efshar shelo kederach achiloson, haya tfei odif." If you can eat this food, shelo kederach achila, that would be better. Okay? And what's he saying? Again, he's saying that, because that would not be the same. So he's clearly not like the Shagas Aryeh. Right? He's saying, eat it. Shagas Aryeh said, shelo kederach achila doesn't help Yom Kippur. It's the same issue. Right? The Chasam Sofer is suggesting in a Shas Adchak, a person has to eat. So we're doing timing, pachos, we don't want to have a kezayis, pachos, pras, etc., etc. So he said, if it's possible, shelo kederach achila, tfei odif, that would be even better. Okay? Vashem, arofe chin, arofe neman, yasim, em, kol choy, so, kol ne macho, etc., etc. He gives close to the bracha, etc. Anyway, that's the Ksav Sofer. The abbreviation at the end there is Moshe HaKotten, right? The Moshe Sofer, Frankfurt da Main. That's what that abbreviation is. Frankfurt on the Main. Main River. Okay, anyway, so that's where it's from. So, but in any event, you see for sure that Ksav Sofer is disagreeing with the Shagas Aryeh. Okay, because he's saying Shelo Kederach Achilu would be a good way to avoid the problem of actually eating Kippur, the same way, you know, timing it so it's not a kazai sechel's process is a good way to get out of this, the direct issue of Kippur. Again, in a time of need. Okay? So he clearly disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh. The Ksav Sofer, his son, writes as follows in Chelek Arachayim, in his Chumas, in Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay? Zos Tor Zola, Shehels, Mitzudosi, Bedin, Shalom Kederach Hanacha, Vacholim, that's what that abbreviation is, Imutor Masurim. Okay? That's his case. He named Mokor Din Zeh Achilu Shir Shalom Kederach Hanobi Yom Kippurim Yotze Mokom Kodosh. Okay, this business, this discussion comes from a holy place. Mayan Anavev Rabbin Shosu Yishim Eil Vatzom Harei Hu Baal Shagas Aryeh. He was very flowery. He says, this discussion comes from a holy place, from a wellspring of knowledge, and people want to drink from him. That's the Shagas Aryeh. The Mifshah Pshitale came in the low Ksiba Achilu Yom Kippurim Shalom Kederach Hanobi Yom Kippurim Asur Kamo Kederach Hanobi. Okay, come on, boss, we'll call Karen, Ukadoma. Right, that was a Shagas Aryeh's assumption. He had a little bit of right, didn't really be said as a double punch like that. Okay? All these things are usher, Kadoma, the Chashalo, Kadera, Hano, Usher, Mishalo, Xilachila, Baha, Nachas, Homer, Chuva, Docha, Araya, Shonim, Lo, Trilash, Negdato, have a low Motzah, Raya, Ledvar. They didn't bring a Raya, he had his Chiddish. Okay? We wrote Shutusom, because it was so simple. Ledaitan is covered the Chenu. So with due respect, he just very flowery terms described the Shagas Aryeh, you know. And he was one of the Gedolim, but he said nobody else says it. Not before him, not after him. I didn't find anyone else who has this halacha. Hagam shalorino in a raya, but holy yesh v'dov nafkus a rabsa. Im shalor, that's a big nafkamim. Shalok derchana os with the rice of the abonim becholot sheish b'asach leim sakana. Im also rak with the abonim mutal achos shalok derchana. Afil leim no sakana. Bim the rice oser. Becholot sheish shalom yesh b'chumu with the abonim v'sagil lecholot kishocha. You know, we should have seen this distinction. Okay, now. Anyway, tal kain samti einai v'libi lidro shalacho. And the whole rest of the truth I have printed here. He's analyzing the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh in any way, and so on. Okay, at the end, he writes, Peres HaNoshim, the fruits that fall from this whole presentation. I printed this because it's not all directly in the Yad Haas, but it's interesting things about Din of Yom Kippur. So I just want to show them to you. It's five things. Okay, Aleph. Yom HaKippurim Shovel Yisri Torah the Ochel Shalok HaDerech HaNoch So V'Chiloso Potu B'Yom HaKippurim. He concludes, not like the Shagas Aryeh. If you eat shalom kederach hanah, shalom kederach achila, potter and kippur. The davka shalom is hanah b'chilazu, avam nena el shein ocha, machal, kaminig, v'nav lochal, hu tov v'atzmu, so chaya. But again, if it's the type of food that people normally eat, he just, that's not good for him, it's chaya. Okay? That's what the olive branch, in a row, yeah. Beis, kishocha dvarm she'en arum l'achila, b'tiknam ad shechech nena chaya. If you have food that's not normally royal achilah, but you fixed it up, so now it's good, tastes good, chayah. Gimel. Cholot sheyesh bo sakana. K'desagi le'lechol shalom k'derchano, also le'lechol k'derchano. That's like the father wrote. Okay, the Chassam Sofer wrote. You have a cholesh v'sechana, and it's good enough to eat shalom k'derchano, that'll solve his problem, then that's what he should do. And he shouldn't eat k'derchano. Okay, because again, he's going with shitoso. That's not the same violation. Dalad chol she'en bo sakana. Im tzorech uchlem she'en olechol shalom k'derchano, k'de lehovel tshufa l'makoso, she'en bo sakana, mutar, v'chen edim chol esu, echle esu, v'en chlik, v'en esu, chol esu, no. Okay, a different point that's not our issue. And hey, k'she'en achil esu refua, l'atzal nafsho, v'al yechab she'o ser, if he's only eating not to get weaker, but the weaker is bringing a sakana, so he should be machra. Okay, that, you know, you can read further, but that's the Ksav Sofer. So it's interesting that both the Ksav Sofer and the Ksav Sofer posit, based on the Shita, that it's better to teach Loka Derechano. Anius Daiti, and you know, Mamish, but I don't think that the Poskim, as a rule, say that. The Poskim, as a rule, do not say each Loka Derechachila. There are people who do. Okay, there are people, for example, you'll find that sometimes they have to take a pill or something or ingest something in Kippur, they wrap it in a tissue and swallow the whole thing with the tissue, because that's lo k'derech achila. Okay, and there are, you know, they'll do that, they'll wrap it in a paper towel or napkin or something like that, you know, and not harmful, just uncomfortable. That's exactly why. So that is with the Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Sofer, but I don't think that the Rova Poskim, to my knowledge, you know, say you have to do that. So, even though we not maybe the choshes of Shabbos doesn't help anyway, or not, I don't know. But Lamaisa, despite the Chassam Sofer, one thing for sure, the Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Sofer both hold that it's that it's mutar, not mutar, but it's not an issur and kippur to eat shalok derech achila.
Taking pills are derech.
That's a further question. Taking pills in the first place probably not derech achila. That's the point. But let's say a guy's got to take some type of chew it up or whatever. There are people who do it. Okay, the last two tshuvas, which I pointed before, here, that's talking about as a person that has like a feeding tube or something, the Marsham, Chelek Aleph, Sim Kuf Chav Gimel, okay, is that considered also part of the Yisur Achilu? Because it is benefit to the stomach, right? And he quotes a Chassam Sofer, quotes that Chassam Sofer, okay, and he says, the Dafka Derech Achilu B'fiv Chai B'shuan Osmeyav. Okay, the person in the Shaila says it doesn't think it should be a problem because there's no, you know, it's not a ma'isa achila. Okay, and that's what he says at the end. He says it does not digest it the same way. And the food goes in and out. He doesn't think that that's even a ma'is achila. So my point being, even according to the Shagas Aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh says that shalom k'derech achila is also in Kippur, but it has to be an achila, shalom k'derech achila, it has to be a ma'is achila. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that it comes out, would appear to me that even according to the Shagas Aryeh, a feeding tube or something like that would not be a violation of Yom Kippur. Because there's no mice. It's low, lower, huh?
You know, Shagas Aryeh to say it was even if it was just
hanah. Well, there is hanah here.
I would say, but like only, like even if it only satisfies, but there's no derech achila.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I think that that's what he's saying. That that's not called achila. And Chaim Oz also said, "Tshuvas achiezachim gimel simon samech alav." Alvar Shelos Harofe in Mutter and Kippurim, Lahakis Hol Oho Mashla Tocha Gub, like they clisted their Chachulus, who died to Ken and Kippurim, who died at Toloi, came in the fire, they asked why, economic Hugh Karas Bechagama. This person asked the Shah, what do you mean? Yom Kippurim, especially, certainly according to the Shagas Aryeh, that it goes, you know, what satiates you and what, you know, so this satiates you, what's the issue? Ladaiti Adar Poshin, Tafila Bashachir Shasam Sofer, Yom Kippurim, of Sagibin has gone, or Binan's by Gamikomakum. So dafke ba'ochel derech ha'goron, aber shelo b'derech achilas ha'goron, to lo ala shem achila klal, lo shayach b'zeh shum chiv ma'ashamach nizdok meyav. And amur mikal amur, the vikid v'chassam sofer, v'chassim v'm kippur, b'inin anas meyav, mucha kots v'yishalmi, and so on, and the Gemara Shulis that we mentioned before. In any event, he says that it's, that's not called derech achila. And even though it fills up your stomach, he thinks that it's a davar pasha, that's not misug achil at all. Okay? And I think that that's the consensus. However, once again, There are people who, you know, are you know, in fact, should even be mutter for chol she'ein bo sakana, right? It's not eating at all. It's not eating at all. I think many people who are, you know, on intravenous, you know, fluids and whatever else, if they can, will go off on Yom Kippur. Just, it's psychological. Mm-hmm. You can't bring yourself to do it. You know, I don't think I can bring myself to do it, even though I'll be dead. It's not called achila, but still, you're getting food, you're getting nourishment on Yom Kippur. It rubs people the wrong way, you know. So I hear it. I know people, you know. In fact, I think that the Rav was once sick on Yom Kippur. So I remember here when I was out in the shiva, that the Rav was sick on him again, and they went up to the tribunal, he wouldn't take it. It wasn't a life and death situation, he wouldn't take it. I understand it, you know. But in any event, I brought that in. I think even according to Shagas Aryeh, that would not be called a Maisa Achila. Shagas Aryeh says, Lo Kederach Achila, okay, but it's still an act of Achila, just not the normal way to do it, but it's still ingesting. This is less than just, it doesn't go through your throat, it goes directly into the stomach. I think this will be different. Okay, Akan. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll do it all tomorrow, we'll talk about the more conclusion here. Hilchos Anidu, cross, smachta, biyamo. What is that? What is that smachta exactly?